Because you're here.
Welcome into a solo edition of Box Office Quarterbacks. My name is Jeff. Today, I am talking about The Strangers Chapter 1, a first part in an already filmed three-part reimagining of the original Strangers movie that starred Liv Tyler and Scott Speedman. This one stars Froy Gutierrez and Madeline Pesch as the doomed couple that we meet along our journey. And this movie has been getting a lot of flack online. Some calling it the worst horror movie of the year. Others saying one of the worst horror movies ever made. I don't think it's as bad as the reviews are saying. There are some genuinely good scares here, but that doesn't save it from, you know, having two of the worst and dumbest leads in any horror movie I've seen in a long time. Like, there may be some good jump scares here, but the character choices between Maya and Ryan are mind-boggling in a way. When everything is all said and done, you know, the story is basically the same as the first. You get a couple, in this case, Ryan and Maya, who instead of going to a secluded cabin, they have to stay at a secluded Airbnb or an internet house, which is what one of the locals in that Oregon town told them in the beginning of this movie. They have to stay there while their car is getting fixed. It conveniently breaks down at the diner that they are stopping at to get something to eat on their journey to Portland. Then everything kind of goes off the rails. But while it's going off the rails, you know, you have the little girl, like the first movie, knocking on the door asking for Tamara. And one of the main characters, Ryan, leaves his girlfriend after all this has been going on to go into town to get something all alone in a place where creepy things have already been happening. And then you have Maya back at home who hears something upstairs, sees a little girl knock on the door, and she proceeds to, you know, play some records, smoke some weed, and go upstairs and take a shower. I don't know about you, but if somebody creepy was knocking on my door in the middle of the night, I think the last place I would want to go would be to go take a shower. I think I would probably stay in my room watching the door like a hawk, but that's just me. There is some other stuff that happens here. It is almost a blueprint from the first movie. You have someone accidentally killed by one of the main characters. Then you have like the strangers taking down our characters with their car. Like, the blueprint of that movie is felt here. And like I said, there are some genuinely good scares here. Like, I love the crawl space scene in here. I thought that was very nerve-wracking to have that happen. It almost reminded me of A Quiet Place a little bit when Madeline, or when Emily Blunt's character gets the nail through her foot. You see the same thing here with Madeline Pesch's character, Maya, and just being in that claustrophobic space and having something like that happen. I thought that was a pretty crazy sequence. But then, you know, for every good scene like that, you get something stupid like Ryan confronting one of the masked murderers in the woods, holding a shotgun up to her saying, "If you give me a reason, I'm gonna shoot you." Like, what other reason do you need? They are trying to kill you, man. Like, you could have probably got away from that one for sure, but he lollygagged around enough to be captured again. So it's just character choices like this that really hold this movie back. And we have two more parts coming here. Like, this is obviously a spoiler review, but Maya does survive this movie, and Madeline Pesch is signed up to be an actress in part two and part three here. So we know she's going to survive the second movie too. So that kind of takes away the suspense. And I read online that they filmed these movies simultaneously. So Madeline Pesch was filming scenes for part one in the morning, part two in the afternoon, part three at night. Like, I think that, like, that may have taken away from just focusing on this one movie and really making it good. Like, having three movies filmed at one time is insane, especially when you don't know what the end product is for the first movie. Like, you want to make sure that movie is good before you really commit to a second or third part in a potential trilogy. It's almost like when Universal, you know, did the Tom Cruise Mummy movie, and then they rolled out the entire Dark Universe, and they took out the ad in Variety where they cast all these actors and movies that hadn't even been made yet. These movies are coming. They're done. They're in the can. I saw another YouTube channel say that, hey, maybe these movies go direct to streaming, because if I'm looking at the box office forecast, I don't know how much this movie is going to make. Like, it got crushed by If this opening weekend, and you have you know Furiosa, the Mad Max saga, come out next weekend. Like, this movie has a good chance of being buried and forgotten in the next 2 weeks. So what do we do from here? I guess you can do reshoots if you really need to correct something. Like, I want to say that, you know, they have something good here, but, like, I'd be lying to myself if I said that this movie was even on par with the second movie. And I loved, actually, the second movie. I'm one of the few people that loved Strangers Pray at Night. I just kind of loved, like, the 80s kind of music they threw in there. The pool scene was great in that one. I kind of loved how the brother and sister in that movie fought back and kind of fucked up the strangers a little bit. Like, there's no fighting back here. And the characters were so dumb that they weren't going to get away in the first place. And even the kills are kind of not creative at all. Like, they are very basic. It takes a while to get up to one besides the one in the opening scene. And you kind of see where this is going. So they start out this movie in the diner that you have all these people asking this couple questions. There is a sheriff there. The actor Richard Brake plays that sheriff, and he gets no lines in this movie. And if you've watched Batman Begins, this is Joe Chill in Batman Begins, who kills Batman's parents. I think he was also in Game of Thrones. Like, this is a big actor to just leave on the bench like that. I would bet money that he is the guy in the Scarecrow mask at the end of this trilogy. And the waitress that drives them to the Airbnb at the beginning of this movie, I would guarantee she is one of the other two. So that's what I think is going to happen. It's a twist that I can see from miles away. And then I think we're going to get the backstory of the strangers, which kind of would cheapen the spookiness of them, because the first two movies, you don't know where these characters came from. They just pop up and they have the line here, which they adjust a little bit. Like, everything they kind of adjust from the first movie is, you know, why are you doing this? And they said, because you're here, instead of because you were home. So everything's just like a slight tweak. It's almost like those memes where it's like, hey, man, can I copy your homework? Yeah, change it up a little bit just so nobody finds out. That is what this movie is that meme come to life. But will I see a part two? I mean, yeah, I will definitely probably watch a part two, because I'm interested to see if this new iteration gets a little bit better. As far as going on the box office QB scale, I think I'd have to bench it. right now. I think it was close to a starter, but the more I kind of hashed it out in my head, it just is just not on par with especially the first Strangers movie. So I think things need to get better here. They have two more movies to hopefully right the ship. But yeah, let me know what you thought of the Strangers. Let us know in the comments. Subscribe to our channel if you haven't already. And follow us on social media, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. We got all of them. You could look at that on our link tree. But this has been another edition of Box Office Quarterbacks. My name is Jeff. We will talk to you guys very, very soon.